Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting third. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Roy Staker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock strikes out. Two outs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan misplays the ball. That's an error on Milan. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Biedner moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mozilli strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sparing strikes out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelleher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Boisclair bunts in front of the plate. Mitterwald picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mitterwald. Kingman moves to third. Boisclair moves to second. John Stearns batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stearns hits a pop-up into right field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Staker hits a pop-up into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Harrelson is walked intentionally. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kingman scores. Boisclair moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Seaver hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burris strikes out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Boisclair. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Monday moves to third. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner is hit by the pitch. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Monday scores. Lockhock scores. Biotner moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mozzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. Mozzilli hits a pop-up into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Mets, 2. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockhock throws the ball into Trillo, who tags Kingman, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sparing is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Staker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Staker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boisclair hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Staker is 0-for-1 in the game. Staker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stearns moves to third. 2 outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris strikes out. 1 out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Larry Biedner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Biedner is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Biedner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kingman who is chasing the ball. Biedner reaches third base with a triple. Lockhock goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver is called out on strikes. 1 out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mozilli hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Staker fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sparing is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparing hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kingman hits a line drive into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boisclair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boisclair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Biedner. Boisclair reaches second base with a double. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burris is 0 for 2 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lockhock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biedner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Staker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Staker is 0 for 2 in the game. Staker takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson bunts towards first. Monday scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. Staker moves to second. 1 out. Mike Phillips pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 3 in the game. Mozzilli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Trillo bunts towards the mound. Apodaca fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. 1 out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sparing is 0 for 3 in the game. Sparing is called out on strikes. 2 outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Milan is 0 for 3 in the game. Milan hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Milan reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Milan moves to third. Joe Coleman now pitching. Leon Brown pinch runs for Ed Cranepool. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kingman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milan scores. Brown moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Mets, 3. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald throws to Kelleher, and they have Brown in a rundown. The throw to Sparing, who applies the tag, and Brown is out. Kingman moves to second. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boisclair is walked intentionally. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stearns strikes out. Two outs. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Staker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sparing fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Brown now playing right field. Dave Kingman now playing first base. Mick Kelleher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman bunts towards first. Kingman catches it and throws to Milan, who tags Kelleher for the double play. Two outs. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Monday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lockhock is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday moves to third. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Biotner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Staker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Baldwin pinch hits for Skip Lockwood. Billy Baldwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baldwin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.